Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, 4th of July celebration, and border security. The 31st Force Support Squadron recently hosted their Independence Day celebration at Freedom Park, July 4th, 2025, on Aviano Air Base. The event saw airmen, their families, and Italian nationals gather to celebrate America's independence.
The celebration featured live music from Alien Ant Farm, a performance by the Aviano Youth Program's Mission Elite and Little Jets, game zones, rides, and activities for all age groups. Local Italian vendors and squadron-run food booths offered a diverse selection of dishes, blending American and Italian flavors. This culinary collaboration highlighted the shared culture and camaraderie between the two communities. The night ended with a spectacular fireworks display, lighting up the sky in a vibrant celebration that honored American freedom and independence. Colonel Joseph Stengel, 31st Maintenance Group Commander, states these events provide the opportunity for a cultural exchange between service members and local Italian nationals.
We're going to celebrate our Independence Day as Americans in a very special way because we get to do it with our Italian neighbors and friends. It's an opportunity. A lot of our Italian neighbors ask us really about our independence and about our history. It's about folks coming together, sharing their energy with one another.
Stengel also says Independence Day is a celebration of the birth of our nation and the time to come together in remembrance for all service members. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Border security. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Akeem Campbell. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth directed the establishment of a new national defense area along the U.S. southern border. This designation marks a series of areas established to bolster interagency coordination and security operations along the U.S. southern border. In recent months, the DoD established national defense areas in New Mexico and West Texas, reinforcing U.S. NORTHCOM's whole-of-government approach to homeland defense. The first area was established in New Mexico on April 21st, enhancing the Department of Homeland Security's ability to address high-traffic border crossings. The second one was designated May 1st in West Texas. These efforts reflect U.S. NORTHCOM's ongoing mission as the DoD's operational lead for homeland defense, ensuring the territorial integrity of the United States' southern border. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume.